Before we get into the stories, I wanted to let you know that I have a true crime channel. So if you're into true crime and you enjoy my narrations, the link is in the description below and in the pinned comment. Enjoy the stories. I was working as a ranger in Grand Teton National Park some years back. It was a fairly easy park to get around if you were an outdoorsman, and I was very knowledgeable about all the trails and peaks in that park. I did a lot of patrols in the touristy areas around Jackson Lake, but occasionally one or two of us would have to hike the back trails to check on others and make sure everything was okay. It was an early fall day and the park wasn't too packed, and I figured a hike would keep me from getting bored, so I volunteered. We allowed permits for the backcountry camping, so I wanted to check on the areas that I knew would be in use, and let the people know that the rangers are out there for them. I was up for a little adventure, so I grabbed my pack and headed out. I came to a trail that went off into a more remote area with a lot of tall pines. The further I went, though, I felt like I was being watched. I would stop and listen, but I couldn't hear anything out of the ordinary, so I just kept on going. Eventually, I came to this little stream, and I decided to stop for a drink and get a little something to eat. I realized I hadn't run into any campsites, and I had gone a lot further than I thought. In fact, as I started to eat, I noticed that I have never seen this stream before. I know it seems impossible to cover a whole park, and it is, but when you have the same routine of going into certain areas constantly, you don't get turned around so easily. I decided to take a break and just enjoy the scenery. I was leaning against a tree when I noticed some moving in the brush across from me. It looked like a deer or an elk, but it didn't seem right. The animal seemed too big for one thing, and it moved with this unnatural grace that kind of made me uneasy. I watched as this animal poked its head out of the brush and sniffed around for a moment before deciding to come out into the open. It was huge, easily bigger than any bear I'd ever seen, though not as quite as some of the grizzlies we have up here. I've seen those in person too. This thing had long reddish-brown fur that hung down past its waist and large pointed ears that stuck straight up from its head. Its eyes were this bright yellowish-orange color, and they seemed to glow slightly in the sunlight filtering through the trees. It sniffed at the ground and then stood on two legs, which allowed it to be even taller than me, and I'm 6'2". It was about 20 yards away from me. I slowly reached for my gun, which was strapped to the side of my pack. It must have seen the movement because it suddenly turned and bolted into the brush. I sat there in shock at what I had just seen. What on earth could that be? Was it some kind of bear? A big one, but still a bear? I decided to head back out of those woods and report what had happened. When I got back to the ranger station, I told the story to the other rangers. They thought I was messing with them, but when they realized I was serious, they were as shocked as I had been. No one could explain what it was, and we decided not to tell any of the visitors about it, for fear of panic or some idiot going out there looking for the thing. We continued to keep an eye on that area, though, and never saw anything else like it again, at least while I worked there. Death Valley has some of the best hiking trails and breathtaking views of desert life in the country. I love going there when I'm in California. I've never seen huge rock formations jutting out of the sand in one area and then fields and fields of wildflowers in another. It's a one of a kind, but of course it has its folklore. I try to ignore negative things, but then when I was visiting Death Valley last year, something happened that changed my mind. I had been hiking through a more arid area of the park. It was June, so I made sure I had plenty of sunscreen and water. I found a small clearing with huge boulders surrounded by rocky mountain formations that had several cliffs all around them. I thought it would be a good time to sit down and reapply some sunscreen and drink some water. I needed to relax for a bit. After having about 5 minutes of peace, my stomach suddenly felt like it was turning. There were eyes on me, and I knew it. I looked up from what I was doing and didn't see anyone coming along the trail in either direction. I looked all around me, but there wasn't even a small animal or insect nearby. I was going to shrug it off and get ready to move on when I noticed in the corner of my eye that something high above me was moving. I looked up and saw what appeared to be the top of a head, and then it ducked back down out of sight. I started to wonder if someone was hiding in the rocks above me. Then something moved on the other side, and I thought I saw another top of a head. I was being watched by several people, but I had no idea what they were doing. I sat there for another minute or two trying to figure out what was going on. I wasn't sure if they knew that I had noticed them or not, so I just tried to play it cool. I slowly started to move, staying focused on my pack, putting one thing away at a time. I got up from the boulder I was on, and I looked around in a sly way not to catch anyone's gaze. There was another head that popped up as soon as I did, and I couldn't help but flinch, which pretty much gave it away that I knew they were there. That's when I heard the echo of footsteps and laughter from above me, and it looked like people were disappearing around the rock trying to get down. I had no idea if they were coming for me, so I started to run down the trail. I looked back and saw nothing, so I continued down the trail. That's when I heard them. There were multiple people saying, "Don't leave and come with us." I turned to my side as now I'm running down the trail and I saw one of them. It was some type of feral human. It looked crazed and had horrible skin and teeth and patches of hair on its head. I ran as fast as I could back to my car, and I never went hiking there again. It's a shame because I really liked that place. I was hiking through the Carlsbad Caverns National Park in New Mexico. I wanted to get a look at as many caverns as I could in one day, as I was just passing through New Mexico on my way back home to California. When I arrived, I realized I needed a ton of permits if I was going to see everything I wanted to see. So I just purchased one for the closest cavern in and began to search on my own from there. Sure, I was breaking some rules, but I had already been traveling and didn't really have the money. I considered myself an avid hiker, so I wasn't too worried. I found a trail that led to a small cavern and started down it. This particular cavern wasn't even marked as a major attraction on my map. After this, I wanted to see if I could find any more caverns that weren't on the map, but I figured I would just start with the one in front of me. It was a narrow opening, and inside it was pitch black. I could tell it was small but deep. At the entrance to the cave, I began second-guessing myself. I stopped and looked up and down at the narrow slit in the rock. It was about 20 feet into the air, and the rocks overlapped all the way down until about my height, and then they opened up a bit. Even standing where I was, I couldn't see anything inside. I decided to start in a little, and I shined my flashlight around. The cavern was still pitch black beyond my flashlight. I continued farther into the cave until I realized this was becoming more of a tunnel. I was getting squeezed a bit as I went forward. There was a narrow part where I had to completely exhale and relax to squeeze through. Right after I made it through is when I heard this faint sound coming from deep inside the cavern. It sounded like a person moaning or groaning, but it was very faint and barely audible. I shouted, "Hello," thinking that someone might be in the cave ahead of me. Then the moaning got louder and louder, and I could make out what they were saying. I heard it as clear as day in this very sinister voice. It said, "Death is near." So now I'm completely freaked out, and I turn around to exit the cave, but I'm so panicked that I can't relax enough and exhale to squeeze past through this part of the cave to get out. I could start to hear footsteps as if someone was trudging through some water in the cave. So I exhaled as hard as I could, and I pulled myself through that opening as I was scraping the hell out of my back and my chest. I could now see the exit to the cavern, and I started running towards it. As I got out into the fresh air, someone else arrived and was going to go into the cave. I told him, "I think there is someone in there. Do not go in there. It sounds like something evil." They did take my advice and didn't go in. After that debacle, I don't go caving anymore. In fact, now I'm a little claustrophobic. I always wanted to go backpacking through the Redwood National Park, and I was finally able to do it back in the spring of 2006. I had the weekend to myself. My girlfriend at the time had plans, and I was finally going to get first-hand glimpse of those giant trees. I drove from my home in LA all the way up there, secured my motel, and headed to the park. Just walking into the park was amazing. I never knew just how big those trees were, no matter how many times you see it in movies or magazines. I was so stunned by the width, let alone the height. I grabbed a map and was on my way, so excited just to be out there. I had passed a few other hikers along the trails. I had some conversations, and I even stopped to eat with one couple because we had picked the same spot to stop at. I had seen some smaller forest creatures, and I swatted a few bugs, but there hadn't been any of the elk or bears I had heard about, not even a bobcat. I decided to go off trail a bit and just run parallel with it to see if I could catch a glimpse of something in the wild. The trail was clear to me at first, but as I descended down some hilly areas, I didn't realize I was losing it. Before I knew it, I was no longer parallel, and I was trying to look at the map and figure out where I got to in a straight line. It was in the middle of nowhere on the map. The trees were becoming more overwhelming the more I looked up. I was extremely nervous because everything was looking the same, and I didn't want to lose sight of the direction I came in. I couldn't help it though. Then it happened. Finally, an elk stepped out and walked by me. I stayed perfectly still and tried to calm down, taking the animal as a sign that everything was fine. But then it bolted. So did everything else. I heard birds flapping away and other things scurrying along the forest floor. Something had come into the area and scared everything off. I thought perhaps it was a bear, but something inside me said it wasn't. I looked around first at ground level and couldn't make heads or tails of anything coming from any direction. But then I heard something above me. I didn't want to look up, knowing that I would probably lose my lunch. But it was there, staring down at me. Its claws held onto the tree beside me about 30 feet into the air. It reminded me of a dog, but it had to be about 7 or 8 feet tall. Its body was massive. Its chest and hips had hair, but it looked like the back was covered in scales or possibly even a bone sticking out. Its front legs looked like a dog's too, the way they were dug into the tree. But its hind legs were much more human-looking, and in a squatting position to allow its giant clawed feet to sink into the bark. It was its face that really had me frozen. It was more human-looking than not. The eyes were blood red and piercing, and it was showing its teeth. It was almost like this thing was trying to warn me, like it was going to be hunting here and I needed to go. I was questioning whether I should run or walk, or if I should just trust that this thing wasn't just waiting for me to turn around. Then it let out this roar that sounded like it had two voices, one deeper than the other. I just bolted in the direction I came. After about 20 minutes of heading in the same direction, I luckily picked up on the trail again. It took me a good hour to get back to my car. I couldn't believe what I saw in there. Is this even possible? Was I delirious from being lost? I don't know, but it was terrifying.